92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite in the studio, Executive Director for Love and Action of the Tri-Cities, Josh Bitework. Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you, Mary Ellen?
I'm good. Good to see you. I was happy to see that you got some traction with the with Easter baskets. People in need were needing an Easter meal, and people in the community stepped up to the plate, and you were able to, you know, deliver some Easter baskets for people to have a nice meal.
Absolutely. That's hundreds really nice. Of people across this community. Every year at Thanksgiving, every year at Christmas, and every year at Easter, we provide probably just a little bit of a bump on top of those pantry food visits, food for families that are getting together. And our pantries are wonderful at that. St. Mary's, St. Pat's, St. Anthony's, Spring Lake Presbyterian, so many others, First Reformed, providing that extra holiday food when it's needed.
And then you still do, like, every other Friday, you guys are out. Is it with Feed America that you're out with Feed America?
Feeding America, Feeding America. At St. Patrick's Church. Yep. Yeah, we're ordering those trucks. Those are Love and Action volunteers, usually through a local company. So we have all sorts of partners that work at those food trucks. Rammy, Shape, Westwind, lots of others have been there. There's just a dental group there. The last food truck I was at, I stopped in at the end. True story, I wasn't able to be there in the middle. Torrential rains. And
I ended up staying here. I couldn't even get to my car. The parking lot was flooded.
Yeah.
Everyone stayed. I saw that.
It was unbelievable. Infinity Dental, I think. And there was so much rain, and those people were such great volunteers.
That's wonderful.
Making sure, and over 175 households were there. So just two Fridays ago, 175 people or 175 households in just pouring rain. You get drenched in 3 seconds if you get out of your car.
Yeah. So I do want to say something, because I have heard people make comments before. You know, people, and it happens all over, they line up for the food and stuff. And just because they may have a newer car, that doesn't mean that they're trying to cheat somebody out of something and they're trying to take food away from people who really need it. They could have recently lost their job. We don't know what anyone is going through.
Oh, no.
And
that's
there's
true.
Judgment sometimes.
Well, there probably is, and that's unfortunate. But
that really upsets me.
I will tell you, there's also a transportation challenge for a lot of families. So what we see, I'll never forget one particular person, a couple older ladies. I was volunteering at, or working at the food truck. I won't say volunteering, but it's not my regular day job to be there. And it was just a great morning. And a couple ladies who didn't look like they knew what they were doing, older ladies, they were in a wonderful, nice Buick. I still remember, and they're driving along, and they were kind of, they looked like newbies. They had that look in their eyes. So I said, you know, how can I help? And, you know, and they were there representing a family that I knew that very much needed food, that they were volunteering with their local church to transport food to that family.
There you go.
I knew the whole story from start to finish. I could just validate all of it.
Yeah.
I knew what church they were from even. And so some of the times, if you are going to judge that way, I think you're going to miss some of those factors where people are doing not just bad, they're actually doing really good things.
Exactly.
They're actually helping people in a way they needed. That other family did not have the ability for a variety of reasons. They didn't have a car. So these two ladies were making sure they had food.
Yeah. We don't know.
Beautiful. Good. Yeah.
We don't know people's situations. And I do know, I've done enough stories on Medicaid and a bridge card, that a lot of people that are using a bridge card right now are working full time. So I just wanted to put those facts out there. But we're teaming up together.
Yes,
you've got an announcement to make to our audience. So tell our audience what we're doing.
Absolutely. Between WGHN and Love in Action, we have this amazing new program where for the month of May, we're going to fill the shelves, the Love in Action shelves, with 50 area businesses participating. 50 area businesses. I shouldn't say businesses, because I'm going to be honest. Some of them are churches.
Yes.
I think the YMCA is participating as well. They're obviously a nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
So businesses, nonprofits, churches. And we're putting boxes of food in the lobbies, and you can drop off non-perishable, shelf-stable food items anywhere across the community. So there's all sorts of, you're going to need to look online for this list, but Culver's has gotten behind this, and we're so thankful for them. They're a sponsor, Tri-Cities Credit Union, Kieft Agency, the insurance company in Spring Lake, and then D. Baker & Sons Lumber has gotten behind it, sponsoring these boxes that are going to go all throughout the community. So we're kind of widening our net, trying to help people to see that food need, and we think everybody needs needs to be a part of this all across our community. Helping those in need is a thing that's there for everybody. We want to get everybody involved.
So, yeah, because people are using your services, your shelves can become bare if more and more people are using your services, and we just need to stock those up.
That's right. And I will say, you know, probably last year we went through more food than any other previous year. In fact, I can say absolutely last year.
Really?
Yeah. So those numbers have gone up consistently for the last few years. In fact, when I started at Love, I'm almost 10 years into this. I was the food guy starting in 2015, mm-hmm. did that for 3 years, and then ended up in this seat. But when I look back, we had years when we had as low as 4,500 household visits to pantries. Mm-hmm. In 23, it got to be 13,210 visits. Mm-hmm. And that number went a little bit down in 24, and you go, well, it went down. Well, that's when we launched the food co-op. So our food market was displacing some of those. So that number, they actually got 6,000 visits, and our pantry still got 11,000 visits. So, you know, we're talking more food than has ever been needed, and our area is just meeting that challenge, and this is another way to do that.
All right. Now, I will edit this. Do we know when we're kicking this off? Is it, when are we kicking this off?
June 1st. May 1st. May 1st. Okay. It ends June 1st. It begins May 1st. So we're doing this for the month of May.
All right. And we'll have a list of all the places that people can find these boxes at WGHN.com. Canned meat, fruit, pasta, tomato sauce. You know the drill. Jelly, pancake mix, cereal, instant potatoes, rice, pancake mix, spaghetti sauce, hamburger helper, ramen, fruit bars, granola, instant oatmeal. People know, I think.
That's right. Don't drop off fruit port. It's too big. It needs fruit to port. Stay up there. We like fruit port. That's a whole school district, a whole city, you know, the whole thing.
But I was going to edit that, and now I can't because you're so funny. Go ahead. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
So I'll add, too, that if you are not going to one of these business sites, and I don't want to displace them, but I will say we are still open at 1106 Fulton Street.
Got it.
You can drop food off 9 to 5 any day of the week, work week, and that's much needed, and people do that all the time. In fact, last year, I think we went through about $2 million in food distribution across the Tri-Cities, but we paid for maybe 15% of it. So we're not spending cash on that. Mm-hmm. It's literally food donors like the people we're talking to, those of you who are listening right here on WGHN who mm-hmm. can make a difference. So hundreds and hundreds of thousands, over $1 million in food just donated. And that's what's needed to help this area's people who are facing that challenge in our community right now.
And is it a certain demographic of people or is it just across the board?
Well, I think it's a certain demographic financially. I don't know if I would say it any other way, but I would say always what we notice is that food insecurity affects the very young and the older folks. So elderly and young people are the most affected. Those of us who are kind of my age, I'm going to turn 50 this year. You know, those of us in that's a little bit less likely. There are some of those, but from an age perspective, the mm-hmm. very young and the very old are the ones who are most likely to face this challenge. In fact, we actually, a few years ago, started to deliver food because we realized we have enough people who are shut-ins, who are absolutely homebound.
You do.
That we absolutely need to catch that demographic. And so we have some volunteers who are still going out there making sure some of those who can't get to a pantry, we want to make sure even those people, if there's a real need and they're in their house, man, let's get to them too.
Okay. All right. I know our audience will help because all we have to do is ask and they will. If anyone listening needs help, you can go to loveinactiontricities.org, but we will have a list where all the drop boxes will be. Help us fill the shelves with Love in Action of the Tri-Cities and 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Josh, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Mary Ellen.